Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my YouTube channel once again. So commenting is some coup d'etat in Niger, so don't mispronounce that one. It's a soft G, not a hard G, so named because the river Niger bisects it. In fact, the Niger only flows to the very southwestern corner of the country. It's adjacent to Nigeria, so Francophone Niger, Niger, some people say it, as opposed to the Anglophone Nigeria, which is about the same in area, but much, much bigger in population. So, a few days ago, President Mohamed Bazoum, he was deposed. Almost everybody in Niger is a Muslim. It's an erstwhile French colony. And ECOWAS has demanded that President Bazoum be restored to office. ECOWAS is this organization of these equatorial and West African states. So sanctions have been introduced on the putschists, and electricity supplies from Nigeria have been stopped, and that's actually most of the country's electricity. So the border's been closed, so Niger cannot neither import things nor export things. And remember, it's a landlocked country. This is a major headache for them. It's one of the least economically developed countries in the world, and not coincidentally, it's got the highest fertility rate in the world. Because if you look at countries on the Human Development Index and look at the fertility rate, the lowest fertility rate and the highest development, I mean, they're almost the same list. Anyway, so they gave 7 days for the restitution of legitimate government in Niger, which is, so Bazoum has not been killed. He's been held as a prisoner, but he has been able to get some messages out saying that, you know, he's helpless, please rescue him. So they gave this deadline the other day. It was just on the 5th of August, 7 days to restore the president. So up until the 12th of August. So what are they going to do? Now, they could take military action to go in and free President Bazoum and restore him to office. But will they do so? It's thought that they won't actually take military action then, if at all. They might say, you know, like how Mamilla did, jaw is better than a war. We can delay. Let's see if there's a peaceful solution. There must be a better way. Perhaps we can resolve the situation without any bloodshed. But that might be a forlorn hope. It might be overly optimistic. So remember, this new regime is very anti-Western. There's a French military base there with 1,500 troops, and they've demanded the French close it and withdraw. They said they're breaking off diplomatic ties with Nigeria, their neighbour, their major trade partner in the region, Togo, the United States, and indeed France. So, President Bazoum's article appeared in the Washington Post, said that he's a hostage. Well, there's no doubt that's true. And if the international community must take precipitate action to restore constitutionality in Niger. The United States used to provide aid to Niger, but has cut it off, except for free food and humanitarian aid. Now, it could be that ECOWAS says that they will strike a deal with this new military junta and agree that for some return to democratic rule, maybe not put Bazoum back in office, maybe he'll leave the country or something like that. Other political prisoners could be freed. Maybe there could be fresh elections called, something like that. Now, they've already managed to do this in nearby countries such as Mali and Burkina Faso, both of them, incidentally, erstwhile colonies of France, which suffered military coups not so long ago. So Sudan in 2019 had a mixed military and civilian government, and democracy was gradually reintroduced there. But then that failed again. Or it could be that neither of these options go forward, and they actually intervene militarily, that they really do not want to do so, and they've very seldom done so. They did so in Gambia when President Yahya Jammeh refused to step aside, even though he'd been beaten in an election. So Niger is a very large country. There's only around the army counts because the population is very heavily concentrated in the southwest of the country, because the north and the east is just Sahara Desert. Virtually nobody lives there. So there could be fighting and more countries could pile in. So Nigeria's got a far bigger army than Niger. Nigeria's got 135,000 troops. Niger's got only 10,000. But the one thing is, Nigeria's also battling Boko Haram, that Islamist group, meaning like Western education forbidden. So another factor to consider, Yevgeny Prigozhin, the head of Wagner private military company, that Russian mercenary outfit, he's hailed the coup as striking a blow against colonialism. There have been some demonstrations in favor of the coupsters, waving the Russian flag, signs saying down with France and things like that, goodbye France. And there's France-Afrique, a phrase coined in the 1980s during the presidency of François Mitterrand. And the French president believed in being very active in intervening in France's former colonies in Africa. And they often did militarily, and they maintained military bases in Chad, Burkina Faso, and so on. And they orchestrated coup d'etats to bring to office presidents who were amenable to France, so much for democratic principles. The Cold War was on then, so it's a question of the Somoza principle about the Nicaraguan dictator, Anastasio Somoza. He's our son of a bitch. We don't care how bad he is. We will just overlook this because realpolitik, we need a pro-Western leader, even if he's evil. That's always the lesser of two evils, is the idea. And obviously, Russia will say the same thing, and they will come out with some furphy about democracy, despite their country being a frank dictatorship. There will be fulsome denunciations of colonialism, and there's much to criticize. Now, every colonialism has got its credit and its debit side. Russian colonialism's got almost nothing in the credit side, an awful lot of the debit side. What's going to happen? I think force is improbable, certainly not soon. It certainly won't be in a week. They don't seem like they're getting ready of it. There'll be no more warnings. So I think there'll be at least a few weeks, if not a few months, if force is used at all. And the French, I think they are going to withdraw. They're not minded to intervene very much. They're far more concerned about Ukraine. Niger does not have a lot in terms of natural resources to offer a Wagner group, so how are they going to pay them? But Russia sees Africa, and this came out in their foreign policy document that they released a few months ago, as really the only growth area for Russian influence. Partly it's able to be bought to the least economically developed continent, and so that they can easily disseminate their influence there. They often offer scholarships to African students to come to Russia, and they do the four-year visa. The first year they have to pass an exam in Russian and mathematics. If they pass that, then they can go to university. If they fail that, they can still stay on for the remaining years, the remaining 3 years working, but ideally come away with some sort of a positive impression of Russia. I'm guessing Trump said recruit them as agents, intelligence agents sometimes. No, I haven't seen the Oppenheimer film, by the way. So Western countries have largely denounced the coup, and it's a flagrantly anti-Western regime that's come to office. So I don't know what was so bad about President Bazoum. I don't think anybody doubts that he was fairly elected in a proper election. So legally, he was the president, and I don't think he was particularly bad. But I don't see these coups being ousted imminently. It's just not terribly important for the Western world. We've got far greater things to consider. And the African Union, as I say, shows the greatest hesitancy about using force. They don't rule it out, but I think it won't be imminent. Right, thank you so much for watching the channel. So please donate on PayPal, georgecalan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.